Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what it is. If you're hearing my voice, the beef has been re-ig-fucking-nited between Jack O'Brien and I. Things are tense. They're up, they're down, they're up, they're down. Or, you know, he's a father trying to do right by his kids, and he had to, you know, supervise a little Zoom preschool thing and do right by his kids.
Fuck that. That's beef.
We call that beef. That's disrespect. Anyway, welcome to this episode of Somebody Come Get Her. She's dancing like a trender. That is from at Freak Cho, because I like that one. Little eardrummers. Ray Schremmer. Is that what the the deal with that? They had to just be Ray Schremmer because Mike Will made it?
Yeah, I think so. It was one of them 360 deals where what Mike Will was like, look, I got you.
Oh, right. And he's like, you are now Ray Schremmer.
Yeah, exactly. You just do the rap and I give you the money and that's all you worry about. And they were like,
that's good. But then now, where's the other dude? Because I feel like Sway is the one I hear about way more
right
now. Yeah. What was where's Schremmer?
I'm trying to remember his name.
I know, right?
Crap. Sway Lee and, somebody is listening to this right now going,
they're screaming. Come on. You know who it is. Slim Jiximmy.
Slim Jimmy, thank you.
Slim Jiximmy and Sway Lee.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a way to waste a few minutes up top on this trending episode. Let's talk about what is trending. And, you know, honestly, Ray Schremmer is not trending, so I don't know what is going on with that.
What's up with that?
Kid Cudi and Eminem are trending right now. And I said, what the fuck is going on? What are they getting into? They're dropping an album tonight.
Yeah, Moon Man and Slim Shady. The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady. And look at this album art.
Wow. I don't even know what to think. Like, I'm loyal to Eminem like someone's like loyal to Puka Shells. Like, yeah, I fucked with you back in the early 2000s and shit. But, you know, I'm not now. I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because the last couple albums, I'm just like, oh, please, sir. Like, I know you have the bar abilities to do it, but I don't know. But I like Scott Mescudi. We'll see what happens with him. But I don't know where he's at. I think the last thing I heard from him was the Kids See Ghosts, and I was like, okay, he's back. And then I think he put something else out, but not really putting my ear to the street like I used to.
Yeah, I completely feel you. I think this is, you know, I mean, I'd love to see people collaborate, but this just feels like a reach. But I'll be listening.
It feels like a reach, huh?
I don't know.
What do you mean? In what sense? Like they need each other and they need to get some sales going?
Yes, precisely.
Yeah, that's why it's like weird to me. I'm like, this isn't, it doesn't like naturally be like, oh, finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Kid Cudi and Eminem, Marshall and Scott, here we go. Yeah.
It all, whatever, maybe this is like disillusionment on both of our sides from the music industry. Just like,
okay,
too much,
what's the over like, under? What's the over under on some transphobic, homophobic lyrics from Eminem?
I would say
within the first two songs,
undoubtedly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's. What else? Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is trending, and I was like, "What the fuck is this dude doing?" So he got out of jail, if you remember, 2 months ago because white and in federal, you know, club fed type prison. He was released. Basically, had a furlough for his sentence, being like, "Look, man, because the COVID scare is real, and we're only acknowledging that very selectively in certain prisons based on the prison population. You have found yourself lucky enough to be in this prison." And we will let you serve out the remainder of your sentence at home. This dude could not even do that part. Right? Womp, and I think a lot of it is around just his, he like refused to sign some kind of paperwork saying that he wouldn't like write a book or something while he was in, like while he was on this furlough, and he didn't do it. So this man is back in custody.
Yeah.
God.
He back in it.
The fucking audacity. This motherfucker already had the fucking privilege. While other people, black and brown inmates, are already in for all kinds of mistakes and bad laws and legit crimes. But to only extend that concern about COVID to these selective prisons, only to have these people not even take that shit seriously, smack in the face.
Yep. Really just
the other thing.
But then again.
And then, like, sadder news. The first one coming out of South Korea, where the mayor of Seoul.
Oh, yeah.
Was found dead. So on Thursday in Korea, they're like, this man is missing. He like called in sick for work on Thursday. And apparently this was the day after his secretary had filed a complaint saying that he had been sexually harassing her since 2017. And a lot of people talk about this mayor and his record actually as being, you know, in like the Korean political spectrum. Like he's been out here. Possibly being like a potential presidential candidate, being a champion of women's rights, and you know, doing a lot with his platform, but you know, it's that never means that anybody is safe from any kind of misdeeds.
Right.
So, he like left his daughter a very cryptic, what she describes as will-like message, and then they like once a search party went on, they found his body in the hills of northern Seoul. So that is. A bit of darkness, and you know, this is kind of there's in Korea. There's also been a very large Me Too like reckoning within that country as well. So, right. Yeah, that was a bit of a dark thing to read. Yeah. And then also, I mean, not to say that obviously his harassment of the secretary is also awful. The other thing, Naya Rivera, who was on Glee, formerly with Big Sean, I had met her years ago actually, but she was. Presumed dead. I don't think they have found her body or her remains, but she was in Lake Piru outside of LA with her son. And they are presumed that she has most likely drowned. That's.
That's so sad. The fact that they found her son on the boat by himself is so scary. So also, you know, in a very small way, you know, relieving. That, you know, their son is okay, but such a mysterious circumstance and so sad. I pray for that family and just, you know, that hopefully we get some answers.
Yeah, you don't know what happened, like being in the water and some kind of health, something happens to you out there. I mean,
who knows?
You never know. And yeah, it's really awful, awful.
Do you know anything about Lake Piru? Have you ever been there? Is that like a popular destination? No,
I just know. I mean, I know like the... Like the kids who were like the boat kids, river kids. Right. I went to school whose family were like, take the boat.
Yeah,
they
sure.
would go up to Lake Piru. That's how I know it. I've never been to there myself. I just, you know, you drive by it a lot.
Yeah.
But that's about it. That's my experience with Lake Piru.
Totally.
Yeah. Off the five right there. So, yeah, that is what is trending. Hopefully we'll have some nicer things tomorrow. But we do have a great episode for you tomorrow.
Mm. It's a great
tune
one.
In for that. I mean,
total
it's
slapper.
It's a crossover collab creation. Bump like acne, no doubt. You got to check that one out. Daniel, I didn't
Miles.
Even introduce you, I think, earlier. People
it's
just
okay.
know. It's DJ Daniel.
I was just, you know, I was just helping you out. You know, whenever Miles and Daniel get on the trend, Miles just goes off and Daniel goes, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mm, that sucks. Mm-hmm.
You're like my nurse in the convalescent home. They're like, I think Mr. Gray in 3C is having one of those moments. Can you just sit down with him and agree mm-hmm. with everything he says?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Daniel. I don't know if you know. back in my day, okay, so there was a thing called 5G. mm-hmm. Now, here we mm-hmm. go. Now, mm-hmm. you might have heard of COVID-19, but I don't mm-hmm. know if you heard about COVID 5G. Oh, yeah. do you mm-hmm. like Brazilian music?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining me, Daniel. It's always
my pleasure,
a pleasure.
Bro.
Check us out tomorrow. Y'all be good to each other. Please, please be safe out there. The numbers are not going down. And I know these reckless politicians are opening because they are being lobbied by business owners to do that so we can begin consuming again. But we are still at risk. And please, going out there, if you're healthy, we're potentially putting many other people at risk. So, you know, hopefully I'm preaching to the choir. But if you got some people in your choir that you need to preach to, please preach on. Because, the amount of people taking their foot off the gas on the let's social distance this thing out of existence is just not happening. All right, well, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Love yourself. Love each other. Love Daniel. You know, send Daniel some
you
love.
Honor me. Love Miles. Are you kidding me? At Miles of Gray on PlayStation Network, on Twitter, on everything. Get at him.
I have not been on the social media, you know, truth be told.
I mean, good. No doom scrolling. It's bad for you.
It's bad for you, you know, and I'm trying to take my well-being seriously because I get stuck. I was talking with somebody who felt like they were being gaslit by the amount of chaos they were seeing on their social media feed. And they're like, I feel like they're trying to like get everybody riled up. And I'm like, in a way, it's this like feedback loop where humans, we're going to post stuff and then it just builds and builds and builds. That is not a healthy place to be. And I will tell people this. You can really, really, really make the mistake of trying to think that scrolling social media is an act of informing yourself. It is absolutely not. That is not how you're informing. You're just seeing what is happening on social media. You can look at the journalism, you can look here and there on Twitter, but the doom scroll is not how you stay in it. It's how you burn yourself out, and it's not good for you. So.
And now is not the time to get burnt out.
No.
Stay
safe. Because
stay,
you already see Lady Antebellum is already suing people because they forgot. I don't know. They
forgot
what time it was.
So wild.
Anyway.
I mean, we'll get into that. We'll get into that tomorrow. Okay, y'all. Be good. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.